pleased that the state is ready to answer the motion filed by the defendant in accordance with the rules of the honest court. And I'm referring specifically to the petition to authorize defendants to take depositions out of state, a motion to require the return of a state subpoena to the clerk of the criminal court,
of the court as a
I think this, Mr. Foreman, Rule 2 provides that all preliminary motions, pleas, demurrers should be filed in writing not later than 5 days prior to the Friday preceding the date the case is set for trial. If legal propositions are involved in such motions, pleas, demurrers, it shall be filed with such motion, plea, or demurrer a written memorandum of the authority relied on in support thereof. I think state is not ready in these two motions. I'm not going to force them to be heard today, and so we'll hear the first.
I read that as rule guys. As court ready, I only heard the court say before the trial of the case. I didn't hear it. The court read anything about being filed for 5 days before heard. I'm probably wrong, but may I read it?
Yes, sir, you may have that right, Jesse.
Hey, please, the court. There is nothing in this rule that supports the argument of the distinguished attorney general. It has solely to do, and under the rules, if that be the only rule of this court referring to motions, I don't believe it's subject to the interpretation that Mr. Dwyer.
That's the way I interpret it, Mr. Foreman, and the way it has, without exception, been interpreted, and I'm not going to take undue advantage of either side throughout this trial. I'm going to give both sides the proper notice that I think is proper, and I think it's proper in this case.
All the rules of this court included here, Your Honor?
So far as I know, yes. All right, so you're the moving parties now. These four that the defendant is, and of these four that they say they're ready on, which is your pleasure that you want to pick up first?
There was one other motion that was filed in duplicate. Perhaps there's a filed on November 12th that was not mentioned by Mr. Dwyer, and it was a motion suggesting to the court the proper legal name of the defendant. He is indicted under an alias, and we set forth that it was a statement on him and suggested his proper name and asked that the indictment be amended to show only his proper name and to eliminate the alias.
Is the state prepared to argue that today?
Oh, sir, I don't recall the motion being filed if the court pleases. If it has,
I don't remember.
Did you, Your Honor? Well, then, I don't, when... I'm going to have to state to the court at this time I'm completely unaware of a motion being filed in writing to the court requiring what Mr. Foreman has stated to the court. The court says it's aware of it. My personal knowledge, of course, I've been involved in this thing since April the 4th, 68. Many things have transgressed, so to speak, during that time, but I have not any personal knowledge of us, and I think the proper procedure under the law in this state is that all motions, there must be a certification showing that we were served. Now, I stand clarified, so to speak, if the foreman or whoever represents the defendant show with a certification that was served upon the Attorney General or any of his assistants. We are...
Excuse me, Mr. Foreman. I think we can save a great deal of time. I'm not going to force the state to argue something that they're not prepared to argue. I myself have had a very busy week. I've just finished a murder case and just sat on a court of criminal appeals. I had a busy morning, and I think four motions this afternoon is enough for me to say grace over, so we'll just set that one for next Friday, too. Now then, you gentlemen may pick the one of these four that the state is ready to answer you in, and proceed with your
persons selected only approximately. Make by at least one of these.